This is the Voice from Jerusalem. We invite you to join us now as Yuval Shomron brings you his program called Hebrew Highlights.
Shalom, this is Yuval Shomron coming to you from Jerusalem. On the last Hebrew Highlights, I spoke about trumpets. I probably made a lot of new friends among brass musicians. In order not to leave out the woodwind, string, and percussion players, we'll take a quick look at some of the scriptures involving flutes, tambourines, and harps. First of all, let me just precede my foray into the orchestra by reminding you that music in general has a very important role in the Bible. Often I have heard the question, why aren't musicians or worship leaders mentioned in the listings of the gifts of the Spirit or the so-called fivefold ministry? The answer is simple. Music is a tool through which all of the gifts and ministries can be expressed. Let's take a look at 1 Samuel 10, verses 5 through 6. Afterward, you will come to the hill of God where the Philistine garrison is, and it shall be as soon as you have come there to the city that you will meet a group of prophets coming down from the high place with harp, tambourine, flute, and a lyre before them, and they will be prophesying. Then the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you mightily, and you shall prophesy with them and be changed into another man. Another example is in 1 Chronicles 25, verse 1. Moreover, David and the commanders of the army set apart for the service some of the sons of Asaph and Heman and Jeduthun, who were to prophesy with lyres, harps, and cymbals. So when David's school of worship was set up, the musicians would be expected to prophesy in their service of worship. You may remember that when Solomon's temple was functioning according to God's command, 24 choirs took hourly turns leading worship on the portico. Can music bring healing or deliverance? Let's look at 1 Samuel 16, verse 23. So it came about whenever the evil spirit from God came to Saul, David would take the harp and play it with his hand, and Saul would be refreshed and be well, and the evil spirit would depart from him. How about teaching the Word of God? If you think about it, many of the scriptures you may have memorized, you have learned through choruses or scripture songs. Okay, let's get serious. What about spiritual warfare? Well, surely you remember the story of the destruction of the walls of Jericho, or of Gideon's 300 men blowing their trumpets and breaking their jugs and routing thousands. Yes, I know, I promised to encourage the string, woodwind, and percussion players. Well, here it is in Isaiah 30, 29-32. You will have songs as in the night when you keep the festival, and gladness of heart as when one marches to the sound of the flute, to go to the mountain of the Lord, to the rock of Israel. And the Lord will cause his voice of authority to be heard, and the descending of his arm to be seen in fierce anger, and in the flame of his consuming fire, in cloudburst, downpour, and hailstones. For at the voice of the Lord, Assyria will be terrified when he strikes with the rod, and every blow of the rod of punishment, which the Lord will lay on him, will be with the music of tambourines and lyres, and in battles brandishing weapons he will fight them. I think that there is no question that our enemy uses music to accompany his evil schemes, to demoralize, to confuse, to stir up, and to panic his throngs of followers. If Satan exploits the power of the melody so profusely, we should counterattack in like measure. So get out there, worshipers. Play those flutes, strum those harps and guitars, prophesy on those drums. Break down the walls and put the enemy to flight, as we are commanded in Psalm 150, 3-6. Praise him with the trumpet sound. Praise him with the harp and lyre. Praise him with the timbrel and dancing. Praise him with the stringed instruments and pipe. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Shalom, shalom from Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Hebrew Highlights with Yuval Shomron. Visit our website, www.HebrewHighlights.com.
Judge for the man and the children to shout.